Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
With TikTok ads, we went from 250,000 downloads to over 1 million downloads in less than a year.
I'm Eve.
I'm Anam, and we're the co-founders of Alinea.
Alinea Invest is an investing app for Gen Z.
We run 50 new ads per week with 3 variations thanks to TikTok Smart Plus campaigns. If you're not advertising on TikTok, you're missing out.
Drive more app downloads only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
For News Radio 1020, KDKA in Pittsburgh, I'm Jennifer Bloodworth. Here are the top stories we're following this Wednesday, October 3rd, 2018. Governor Tom Wolf says he will sign a bill that would tighten firearm restrictions for domestic abusers. The legislation passed the state Senate today 43-5. It would require any abuser to relinquish their guns to an appropriate official within 24 hours of being convicted of domestic violence offenses or made subject to a final protection from abuse order. Current state law gives the judge discretion to require gun surrender and allows 60 days to do so. The bill passed both the State House and Senate and is awaiting signatures from both chambers. Pennsylvania's acting Secretary of State Robert Torres announced new procedures for overseas voters requesting electronic ballot delivery today. Absentee voters will now need to contact the Department of State Help Desk to make the request. The announcement comes after thousands of Pennsylvania voters outside the U.S. were blocked from accessing emailed ballots. Heightened election security blocks foreign traffic on the state's website. About 4,000 voters who already requested ballots have been notified. What was that strange alert that came across your phone this afternoon? FEMA and the FCC tested a new nationwide emergency presidential alert system today. More from CBS's Bill Rakoff.
FEMA's Antoine Johnson says that the new alert system will allow the president or others to get the word out quickly of a national emergency.
When those messages appear on mobile devices, people should take those extremely seriously. It has some direct impact on either life or safety.
And for those who worry about this being a new platform for President Trump or any president to share political statements, Johnson says there are controls in place to prevent that.
I would say that the protocols would certainly guide him down a path that may steer him away from actually sending that message that does not fit the criteria.
Bill Rakoff, CBS News, Washington.
Local universities have released their sexual assault numbers. Here's KDKA Radio's Shelby Cassesi.
Despite being half the size, Carnegie Mellon reported higher rape, dating violence, and stalking numbers than the University of Pittsburgh from 2015 to 2017. A CMU spokesperson told KDKA Radio the spike is because there are more resources on campus for victims. Pittsburgh Action Against Rape's Allison Hall says every university may see an increase in the numbers because they are improving methods for reporting sexual assault.
High numbers is not alarming. I mean, I'm thinking that you would continue to see those increase.
Carlo, Chatham, CCAC, and Point Park reported the lowest numbers. Shelby Cassesi, News Radio 1020, KDKA.
Pittsburghers can take a closer look at some of the city's buildings this weekend when Open Door Pittsburgh hosts its annual event. A general admission ticket provides access to 48 buildings downtown and in the north side, with some offering tours, exhibits, and special lectures. Open Door founder Bonnie Baxter says the program encourages participants to go back to these neighborhoods again.
According to the surveys that we had last year, 84% of people said because of their Doors Open experience, they were more than likely to return to that neighborhood on a second visit on their own. So again, in falling in line with the mission of Doors Open, it's allowing people a chance to get to know these neighborhoods in kind of an innovative, fun format.
Two-day general admission tickets are $15 on the Open Door website. See more at kdkaradio.com. For News Radio 1020, KDKA in Pittsburgh, I'm Jennifer Bloodworth.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
With TikTok ads, our revenue went up $10 million year over year during back-to-school season. Penn Foster is online education. TikTok is great because the reach is incredible for finding a lot of different types of audiences on the platform. Creator content at scale allowed us to easily develop and distribute creator-led ads. Our return on ad spend for TikTok is 21% higher than the next best channel.
Start growing your business today. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.